Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. At the United Nations this weekend, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Ukraine's peace plan for ending the war is unrealistic. Linda Pasullo reports on Lavrov's remarks at the UN General Assembly.
Sergei Lavrov told reporters that Ukraine's proposed 10-point peace plan is, quote, completely not feasible and not possible to implement. He warned that the war would be settled on the battlefield if Ukraine and its allies, including the U.S., insist on the plan. Lavrov also said that Western countries, through their support to Ukraine, have effectively entered into direct fighting against Moscow. Meanwhile, at the UN on Tuesday, President Biden said the U.S. and its allies will continue to stand with Ukraine as it defends its sovereignty. Lavrov also said the West is doing all it can to prevent formation of a genuine multipolar world order. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasullo in New York.
Ophelia is now a post-tropical cyclone, and the National Hurricane Center says heavy rainfall from the storm could produce flooding today from Virginia to New Jersey. There are fears for the future of ethnic Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh after Azerbaijan took control of the disputed enclave. More than 100,000 ethnic Armenians live there. Some aid has reached the area, but food, medicine, and fuel all reported to be in short supply. Michigan Senator Gary Peters is leading a congressional delegation to the Armenia-Azerbaijan border this weekend, saying international observers are needed to monitor the situation.
It is a very difficult situation, and now there's a great deal of fear as to what the future means for folks there. We hear Azerbaijani government talking about things are all right, they're taking steps, and yet people can't get in to actually see it.
Reuters is now reporting that the Armenian leadership says Armenians are likely to Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh are likely to leave for Armenia. Early voting underway in Virginia. The general elections, high stakes with likely national implications for 2024. NPR's Kristen Wright spoke to a political analyst about the flurry of candidates who are expected to use the extended voting period to make their case.
All of Virginia's General Assembly seats are up for re-election. The outcome of the races could decide key issues in the Commonwealth. Either party stands to take control of the state legislature and decide any change to abortion access, among other critical issues. That could drive turnout. University of Maryland professor Michael Hanmer says Virginia's extended early voting period also gives candidates a defined strategy.
One of the big potential benefits to them is to make a really hard push at their most likely supporters and get them to vote early so that they can then devote their resources to the people who are maybe more on the fence.
Early voting will last about 6.5 weeks.
This is NPR. Some House Republicans remained at the Capitol this weekend seeking an agreement on various spending bills to keep the government open beyond the September 30th deadline. The House could start voting Tuesday. Speaking last night in Washington, President Biden blamed a small group of hardline Republicans for standing in the way of an agreement. The White House has instructed federal agencies to begin preparations for a possible shutdown. Today is a big day for NASA's first mission to bring home rocks from an asteroid. If all goes well, a capsule will parachute down and land on a military training range near Salt Lake City in Utah later this morning. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports on what's inside that capsule.
When NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft got up close and personal with an asteroid 3 years ago, researchers think it nabbed around 8 ounces of material, enough to fill a cup. Jason Dworkin is with NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. He says the precious, pristine sample of asteroid pebbles and dirt should look black.
If you don't know that you're looking at something that's older than the Earth, it would be boring. But it's an ancient piece of rock that has the history of the solar system in it.
That's because asteroids are leftovers from when the planets formed. A special lab in Houston is waiting to get the canister that contains the sample. But before that can happen, the return capsule has to land in Utah without crashing and busting open. So all scientists can do for now is wait. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.